Then whatever you pick, I'm putting my
Love
one on.
Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth, also known as a WFSO special, with my wonderful co-host for the evening, our Trail Chocolate Thunder Jones.
Welcome to the Thunderbolt,
bitches. And Michael, the Wrestling Encyclopedia Eisler, is waving. His wave so powerful that you can hear it breaking the sound. So, we've had a kind of a weird week and everything. We've missed some shows. AJ forgot to set up some shows. Mm-hmm, I'm telling you now. But we are here. Let's see, what can we cover? Well, that's about it, and that's the end of the show. No, playoffs have actually started in the NBA. Bucks are 1-1. And they always seem to struggle with noontime games for some reason. I think that's probably because they're night owls and used to partying all night, so later games work for them. And let's be honest, who performs at their prime round about noon? Permanently exhausted pigeon around that time of day, so I know that they're not exactly probably much better. But what did you think of game one and game two, Mr. Jones? You're going to have to speak up or come closer to the phone.
Okay, game one and game two.
With game one, it was like kind of obvious. It's like, because in the bubble they was 3-5. We're losing their, I think they lost their last two before that one. Not sure. But anyways, it's like they just haven't woken up, or I don't know if they wasn't, if some of the players wasn't ready or whatever the case may be, I don't know. But Giannis was ready. He did good on game one. Eric Bledsoe was okay. Well, and George Hill was good. But just the rest of them was just like not as high as they expected. They were just missing their shots, not like not defending the three, which I don't know why they still like not defending the three, because they didn't do it that much in game two either. But luckily, Orlando was missing their three-point shots. And it's just like they need to change their defense around if they expect to go farther in the playoffs. Like, on first take, they already trashing the Bucks, talk about they won't pass Miami in the second round. That's if Miami gets to the second round. Who knows? The Pacers might come back and win it. You never know. Some of the photojournalism are like one-sided or just talk just to get, you know, people tuning in. But game two was much better than game one. And just hopefully tomorrow they keep that pace going. But I do want them to work on more on trying to defend the three and work on their shooting on offense, which is just hold on a second here. Just let me pause a second. Okay. It's just overall, they just need to do like better in defending the three, like they did against Miami Heat during the bubble. So, like I said, hopefully tomorrow they do better in game three. And just hopefully they just defend the three better and get better shooting.
Okay, so when is game three? That's tomorrow, you said, right?
Right.
Is that another noon game?
I believe.
Oh, dear God, help us all. Help us all on that one. But what do you think? Do you think that they show potential for taking it to the finals? What's your predictions on how it's going to go?
I think they do have a chance to make it to the finals. But I'm not counting on how they play in the bubble. A little bit, maybe 10%, I count on how they play in the bubble. But they just really just need to, like I said, the teams know their weaknesses. All the other teams know their weaknesses now. It wasn't exposed as much last year, but it was exposed when they was in the bubble. But they just need to change some things so for them to, I'll say, take it all the way. Like, Milton and Bledsoe have to step up, and I'm glad Brook Lopez is stepping up. They just have to have a lot more people to step up.
Okay, so, but I'm saying, what's your predictions for the finals?
Oh, Bucks and
Okay, let's move over to the Brewers and how they're doing. Let me bring that up because from what I was seeing, they're not doing too good. Oh, they were losing earlier as well. Oh, it's been postponed. Hold on. Now it's saying today they lost 2-7. They said something about being postponed. That was bizarre. Could have been. Could very well have been. But let's see. Standings. Brewers are third in the Central League. Cubs are what? First, Cardinals second.
Only the reason the Cardinals are second because they didn't play that many games here.
7-7. Cubs are 16-8. The Brewers are 11-13. So.
I wonder how. They must have made up some of their games already.
Probably did.
But I know they still got to play the Brewers and make up some games back.
But in regards to how the Brewers are doing, what do you think on how Major League Baseball has dealt with COVID and how do you think the season's going, et cetera?
Not good for the Brewers. But they already lost Lorenzo Cain because he decided to not play the rest of the season because of what happened with the Cardinals.
Right.
As for just overall, it's like Kristen Yelich is starting to get his groove back.
Yeah, but you need to have your groove back at the beginning of the season.
Right, not
by 20-odd games in.
Right.
Because it's a short season, isn't it, this time?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they got like a month left.
Yeah. You know, and they had, I understand they couldn't stop playing when they wanted to, but they did have spring training again. And that's when you need to have your groove back, you know.
Right.
So.
Just mainly, like, they need to start, seems like the problem is like, hitting.
Right. Now, obviously, spring training, well, yeah, summer camp. But football is actually going to be starting very, very soon. Oh, I haven't seen much about it.
They didn't talk much about it, but yeah.
So as we know, we're going to end up with the Brewers, the Packers, and the Bucks all playing at like the same sort of time frame. So what do you think of how the football season's going to go? Packers have already said they're going to let season ticket holders get their first places in regards to seeding. And they are obeying social distancing rules and stuff. But how do you think that is going to go? Because, you know.
When I heard the first, like, two home games, they're not going to allow fans, but after that, they will.
Right.
And it's going to be like, let's see, was it like 25% people can get in? And I don't know if it's going to grow up after that if they have any, like, cases while they're.
Well, the problem is that I got a feeling that that's going to be one of the few sports that's actually going to be open to the possibility of what it will be like for a COVID spike. I think a lot of people are saying, well, we haven't had the COVID spikes with NASCAR and with this. I think a lot of it depends on location.
Right.
Now, NASCAR and everything's outdoor.
Right.
And there are a lot of football stadiums, as we know, that are going to be are outdoors.
Yeah.
Like right. Now, how's it going to be indoors? You know what I mean? That seems to be where a lot of the problems are, where it's a lot of people sharing indoor spaces. I mean, let's be honest. You go to a football game at Lambeau Field in the heart of winter. If you get you know, if the beer don't kill you, the cold's going to kill you before COVID ever does. Let's be perfectly honest. We hope. But I think for football, it's going to be slightly different because it is winter time. The outdoor games in the northern part of the country are extremely cold.
Right.
You know, but I think a lot of people are saying, and a lot some of the scientists have also come out and said, that COVID spreads more when it's an indoor population with central air and central heating. Because it forces the virus around and around and around and around. Not so much when you've got, like, windows open and everything. And I've got a feeling that we're going to see a lot of the virus. We're going to have a lot of spikes and then it go down again. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how it's all going to pan out and play out. So, all right, well, we're going to play another song and then we're going to be back and we'll talk about some of the upcoming wrestling and all of that lot. But I've got to find a song first.
Getting paid attention.
Like,
you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance.
Yeah,
you're looking for a little more consistency.
I know.
When you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes.
No.
I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb.
Whoa.
I'm the best you had. You'll just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'll get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch pills.
No, no.
Don't be a ranger,
Okay, we are back, and I'm going to pass you guys over to AJ to talk about SummerSlam, NXT TakeOver, and other wrestling news, and we shall praise the fact that my Jeff Hardy got his belt back with a busted leg, and we shall pray for Oscar to become a double champ. But on that note, I shall pass you to our train.
Okay, I'm also shooting this through YouTube, although the screen is a little bit dark, but just give me a minute. I'm just going to set something up on Twitch so they can listen to this live as well. So just give me a moment. I do. I need a moment. I grab a Snickers. Oh, no. And today is the 21st. Okay, and here we go. So we're going to thank you for people that's watching on Twitch. This is just going to be a quick video for Twitch and also on YouTube. And we're also live on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm just going to get my predictions on NXT TakeOver 30 and also this year's SummerSlam. So I'm going to try to do it all in one video for YouTube and do like a video on here live on Twitch. So let's just get started. So they did announce, well, they didn't announce it. I think they just put it up today. The pre-show will be the NXT Tag Team Championship number one contenders match, which they should have the Tag Team Championship match, not the number one contenders. They should have had it this past Wednesday. But I don't know what they were thinking of, but I guess that's just me. But you got Breeze Angle versus Danny Burch and Ori Loken versus Legado del Fantasma, which is, I know it's Joaquin Wild, and I can't never remember the other guy, but Escobar is currently the Cruiserweight champion, so I know he's not going to be in this match. But
and let me guess what he died of.
Yeah, apparently they're gonna do the service at the White House. I don't think they care, but let's see. But anyways, like I said, they put this match all together and ain't got much on it, but we did see Breeze Angle and Isaiah Swerve Scott was going against the Legal Del Fantasma in the six-man tag earlier, and you saw how that's going. So add Danny Burch and Ori Loken, which they haven't tag team since like COVID. So, which is, you know, crazy. But, anyways, I think that Danny Burch and Ori Loken will win the number one contenders match. I think they are more deserving than the other two, just my opinion. Another match they just thrown in, like, the last minute, Finn Balor versus Timothy Thatcher. Timothy Thatcher interfere in that the Masters past Wednesday, so that's kind of how it led to them to find out. I got a feeling that they probably gonna let the this would be good for Finn Balor to win, but I guess they pushing this other guy to the moon, Timothy Thatcher. So I'm saying that he's gonna win this match. NXT North America Championship ladder match. You have Velveteen Dream, Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Johnny Gargano. I think that's four. I don't know if there's one more. Let's see. Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Velveteen Dream, and God, who else won the triple? I know it's a fifth person, but I can't even remember the name. So, hold on. Let me click. Oh, yeah, Cameron Grimes. Oh, yeah, only because I think his winning was a little bit of a fluke because of what happened. That's just my opinion. But they was doing this ever since last month, like late last month for the tournament to do it into a – do a five-way. So, yeah, this is a tough one. I would just say that I'm going to go with Damian Priest on this one. I think he deserves to have this title. Like, have his first title in NXT. So I just think he should hold it. NXT Women's Championship match, Io Shirai versus Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai defeated Rhea Ripley earlier in the month to get the number one, to be the number one contender. And they end up having interfering like last week. They had Raquel Rodriguez, if I said it right, if I said her last name right. But anyways, she ended up attacking Io Shirai this past Wednesday. So kind of add her into the mix. But this will be interesting. Io Shirai only held it since June, and I wouldn't be surprised if it'd be a short reign for her if it goes this way. But my mind says Dakota Kai, but everything else is saying Io Shirai. But I'm just trying to I'm thinking that Dakota Kai is going to be the new NXT Women's Champion. Adam Cole and Pat McAfee. You already saw how this started in on his podcast talking about Adam Cole. You know, they got into an argument. He stormed out. Then 2 weeks ago, Pat had kicked Adam Cole in the head, kind of knocked him out. Then Triple H made a challenge that these two should fight in the ring for TakeOver. And I don't know if y'all saw this on past Wednesday, but Adam Cole had Undisputed Era with him and Pat McAfee had a couple of football players currently, including our former Packer, A.J. Hawk. So ain't nothing happened. It was just talking and all that. So that's what happened. I think for his to be his debut match, I'll say Pac-Man Affy will be the one that win this match. NXT Championship, Keith Lee versus Karrion Kross with Scarlett, of course. But it kind of started right after Keith Lee had won the NXT Championship. And so Karrion Kross, just did some things to have him get, like, his shot, whatever. And but I believe that although it was too soon for Karrion Kross to be in this match in the first place, he could have been one of them that went for the North America Championship match if they want to push him real quickly. But I think it's too soon for him to get it. But I could be wrong, unless they're going to put Keith Lee up in the main roster soon or whatever the case may be. But I believe that Keith Lee is going to retain the NXT Championship. So let me just go to the stats SummerSlam right quick and look at the card right there. So just give me a moment here. Because they made a few changes in matches, so I don't know if they, finally updated, but we will see. So we go to preview. Okay, they did change it. So they have no pre-show match up yet, so which is probably going to happen, or they're going to choose one of these matches to be the pre-show match. It's about a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, they need more matches than that. It was going to be 4 hours, or they're going to cut it short like they always do with recent pay-per-views, which they shouldn't. But anyways, they had Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville. It was supposed to be a hair versus hair, but they changed it to a no disqualification match and loser leaves WWE. Both of these women got potential to do things, and I think they're like the future of WWE, like maybe winning one of the titles, or they could have been potentially have been tag team champions, but it just never got to that point. But if I have to choose, I would say Mandy Rose will win the loser leaves WWE match, and so Deville will probably gonna leave SmackDown, but probably end up on Raw or something like that. Because I don't think like her contract is up or anything like that, or is she taking a personal leave or anything like that. So I didn't hear anything about that, but I guess we'll see. But Bayley versus Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship, although that's probably going to end up being, that's going to end up being first. As you saw from just like a while ago on SmackDown, that they did a beat the clock just to say who's going to fight Asuka first. It ended up being Bayley, and Sasha Banks ended up fighting her second. So Asuka won the Battle Royal last week to face for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And also that week, that Asuka defeated Bayley to face against Sasha Banks. So this is gonna be crazy, but this is gonna be my crazy pick. But
it was close to be two goals.
I say Bayley will retain the SmackDown Women's Championship while Sasha Banks. No. Let me change that. I think Sasha Banks is going to retain her title, but Bayley is going to lose SmackDown title. Okay, Apollo Crews versus MVP for the United States Championship match. You know, it kind of started where MVP wants Apollo Crews to join them, and he said no, and going for the United States title and all that. So they're going a little back and forth with, like with Paul's team helping them, and like they had a six-man match this past Monday. So I think I wouldn't be surprised if MVP doesn't win it, but I don't think he will. I think Apollo Crews will retain, because I don't think he should lose it just yet. Dominic Mysterio versus Seth Rollins in a street fight. You know he's going to have Dominic probably going to have Rey Mysterio, his dad, on his corner, and Seth Rollins is going to have Murphy in his corner. So, you know, this could possibly end up being like a tag team match. So that's a possibility. Although this will be Dominic Mysterio's first match, I think Seth Rollins will win this match because he has a pretty good winning streak at SummerSlam, and I think that's not going to be broken just yet. The Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Andrade and Angel Garza won the number one contenders. Had became number one contender for the tag team championship a few weeks ago. Or they poisoned Montez Ford. Well, Selena Vega did. So it's like back and forth. And plus, you might have Bianca Belair and Selena Vega in both their each of their corners. So I believe that Andrade and Angel Garza are going to be Raw Tag Team Champions, and I think they're going to win it. Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. From what I read, like, either way, they're going to have a rematch at Payback regardless of who's going to win. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pick Drew McIntyre to retain and maybe losing it in Payback, but so I'll say Drew McIntyre retains. The Monster Moment, or the Monster Braun Strowman versus the Fiend Bray Wyatt for the Universal Championship. This is kind of a toss-up because, like, you know, the last time they fought or fought Bray Wyatt kind of ended up being a draw and kind of like creepy and Fiend kind of surface out of nowhere. So I'm going to go with Braun Strowman retaining the Universal title. Because if Goldberg beat the Fiend Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman can definitely beat Bray Wyatt. That's just those are my picks, and I'm going to end it from YouTube and Twitch. So, she's going to play another music, and we will be right.
No, I was going to start the song. Yeah, you can't just say she's going to play music. I'm going to pick anything. You know, I'm particular in my music.
There you are. She'll be back. Or we'll be back.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Mystery cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette.
On the 2020 bingo card.
I don't think anybody has.
And also, we got double hurricanes hitting the Gulf Coast. Anybody had double hurricanes in 2020?
Well, I guess they was hoping to. They knocked down the wall.
Oh, they knocked it down once. God's like, I got a few more parts of the wall to take down. Anywho, so we are back, and let's get into some like current affairs that are currently going on. As many of you know, there is a guy called Frank Nitti who is walking from Milwaukee to Washington, and he's doing it because it's the anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech, and he's wanting to go there. And I agree that he, you know, he set out with the best intentions and everything, but a lot of things have started to come to light in regards to him and some of his comments. He has recently been completely and utterly blasted because he was referring to gay people, you'll have to excuse my language here, as faggots, white people as crackers, and so it was okay for him to say that, that people aren't allowed to call him the N-word. Now, I understand that some things are actually said in the heat of the moment, but if you are standing up and wanting to be portrayed as somebody who's trying to make change in the country and change in your area, you really need to be a bit more careful in regards to what you are saying and how you're conducting yourself. There really is no reason to be throwing out slurs to people, and but saying it's okay for you to say that because you have gay friends. I've got black friends. I sure as hell ain't going up to one of them and calling them by the N-word, because I won't live very long. Simple as that. tell me this, in God's honest truth, this is to both of you. You are both black men.
Right.
Okay, if a white person came up to you and said, what's happening, my...
Anyway.
Yeah. What would your response be?
If who says it?
If a white person came up to you and said it.
Well, I feel like if he said, what's up, my nigga, and it was a white dude, he's saying that he probably don't know any better. He probably got a bunch of brass friends that let him get away with
it.
But he's also using it as a term of endearment, saying, that's my nigga. Now, if he came up to you and was like, you dirty ass monkey nigga, then he gets an ass whoop. Because he's using it as a derogatory term.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, for people who don't know, I'm going to leave this conversation over to you because I actually have no business whatsoever in regards to talking about the word, apart from how I was raised, and that is you say that word, you are basically calling somebody the lowest of the low and then some. Now, explain what the difference between the two versions are and the pronunciation.
One is nigga with an A at the end, which is the term of endearment between black folks. And it depends on how you say it. Like, that's my nigga. That means that's my friend. That's my buddy. Now, if you say nigger with the ER on the end of it, depending on how you say it, it is being used as a derogatory way. In a negative way.
Now, in all honesty, even if a white person says it as a term of endearment, like as a friend and everything, do you think it's appropriate or should they tread extremely carefully?
Yeah, depending on what you're saying.
Because, like you were saying, some people were like, born around that, and like a neighborhood that we in right now, it's probably about 4 or 5 white people that live around here. Well, of course, including you.
Also, not white.
Oh yeah, you're not white. You're British, and you're not going to get away with that one.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. It's mainly because some people, like I said, could be born around that. And, like, you know, you hear black people, of course, they're saying it all the time. And could be like one or two white people from the actual hood could be hearing that. Then it could be.
So, what you're basically saying is it really depends on how that person is born and raised. You're not going to have a white guy, like a white rich dude from the burbs, come into this neighborhood and say it to you, and it's going to be okay.
Oh, no.
But you were, if you had somebody, say, who was born and raised in this area, who heard it on an everyday thing, who you were close friends with, who said it, and you knew the person and knew that it was meant in as a way of saying, what's up, my buddy?
Right.
My friend, right over there.
Right, I think, because some people probably wouldn't let get away with it, but some black people probably will be okay with it. Just like, for instance, like when you saw me play basketball when we was in South Milwaukee,
right.
Like, a whole bunch of women were saying it, although I was not okay with it, but I'm thinking like... Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was a lot of it was done with the intent of malice. It was...
Right.
Yeah. But do you think there... I'm trying to think of how the word is. Do you think that rappers and musicians and everything have made it okay to say?
Oh,
Scriley. Oh, my God.
I guess that'd be one way to put it. Where's Riley? He might know.
But no, I mean, in all honesty, okay, here's another question for you, because this was an argument that I saw on Facebook. There was a woman on there. She was a black woman. And she was saying the word like it was water, basically.
Oh,
was white? No, I just said she was a black woman. Now, what are your... Obviously, as a black woman, she could say, you know, whatever she was. It's none of my business. But there was a bunch of people who came out and said that it was unattractive to hear a black woman use that term.
Wow. Like, I can understand where they're coming from, but they think that's different because they think black women should be like better than that.
Right.
But like, as Mike was just about to say, like, they allow to say it because they're black.
Fair enough. But then I think it's like a lot of things.
I don't think you should say it like, depending on how she was saying it, like, you know, every other word shouldn't be the end, shouldn't be the word.
This is basically what happened. She was in a parking lot, and she was being harassed by a group of guys. Oh, why did I close that up? I got to run the show from it. She was being harassed by a group of guys, and she had her Facebook Live on, and she's in her car, and it was a group of black guys. They had her surrounded, like literally surrounded, and they're going like, come on, baby, you know you want this dick, you know you want this dick, and everything, and she's screaming at them, get away from me.
Yeah, that is different.
And a bunch of people were saying on this feed, were going, honey, you need to watch your mouth. You need to watch your mouth. You know, it's not nice of you to be saying that word and all this. Now, to me, I don't like hearing the word period. You guys both know that. But the context in which she was using it at, to me, was a thing that she was being harassed by this group of guys who wouldn't leave her alone. So she's trying to say, she got to the anger point.
Got irritated.
She got to the point where if it was me, I'd be like, motherfuckers, leave me alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to me, it was that anger level that pushed her to it. Because as the video carried on, there was another couple of people who came out of the store she was in, told these guys to basically fuck off. And I would say it was some white guys and some black guys who came to her rescue. They asked her if she was, they said, don't wind down the window. We just wanted to know you're okay. Do you want us to call the cops? And they literally, she said, no, I just want to get out of this parking lot. And the guy, one of the guys who was parked in front of her said, just follow my car. I will get you out the parking lot. I'm not going to follow you anywhere else. I'm going to get you out of the parking lot. Now, as she was starting to calm down, then her language changed again. And she was like, you know, I can't believe these motherfuckers. The hell, you know, didn't their parents teach them anything? This is when you know that these so-called men are really boys with no homeschool training.
Uh-huh.
So it went from her cussing them out using the N-word to her gaining her composure and referring to them as motherfuckers and then to men and boys. So, goddamn, look at that. So to me, that I thought that was okay. But then a lot of people were saying that they find it unattractive when women cuss, period. That they're supposed to be more ladylike and everything.
That I get, but you can't tell people, like, what to say and what you can't say. You can't, although you don't like what they're saying, but you can't control them.
My thing is this in regards to, like, the whole language thing and stuff, is that, yes, I cuss. A lot of times I cuss out of frustration.
You don't cuss
a lot,
though.
No. But then you've got people like my friend's daughter's mother-in-law. I do not want to start naming names in case shit blows up. Who then, God, that weather, seriously. You know, who then basically go from, you know, every word is fuck this, bullshit that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts in regards to that?
Well, I'm not a woman, so I can't say my thoughts.
But speaking from a male standpoint, Is it something that you would rather not hear women speak? Does it turn you off about women hearing them cuss every 5 minutes? Yeah, but it can make someone less attractive to you if that's what their vocabulary is.
Yeah, if every other word is, yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah,
I'm not on about when it's a frustration thing. Or if you're like, you're running for the bus and the bus comes past you and you're like, fuck me.
Well, you're just saying that they just cuss all the time. Like,
you know who I'm talking about. To their house for dinner. She's all motherfucker this, piece of shit this, asshole this, and that lot. And their grandkids have picked it up. Because a certain favorite grandchild, who is one of my favorite people, basically, well, if he does anything or sees, like, his brother do something wrong, says to him, you're such an asshole.
Wow.
And obviously, a certain child's grandmother goes off on him for it, but his other grandmother, that's what she says all the time. And when he does something wrong, he's referred to as a dickhead. So it's stuff like that is what I'm on about. When it's part of your everyday vocabulary and the way you speak daily.
Yeah, then something's wrong. Because, like I said, probably you hear me once in a while, probably talk to whatever. But if that's like a woman's vocabulary, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
It's like, how you gonna do that in front of a person's parents that you're with?
Right.
By saying F this and F that.
See, and my thing is, I was raised that when you're around other people, you keep your mouth under control. If you have noticed, when I've ever been around your family or anything, I do not cuss. I will keep it under wraps, and if we're having a conversation and then we're talking about somebody who said something, I'll say, then they told me to go F myself and everything. I will not say those words out of respect, because I'm not going to cuss around my mom. I said shit over the phone to my mom and apologized for 20 minutes afterwards. I'm 45 years old. You know what I mean? But that's how I was raised. Yes, my son has cussed around me. But he's only cussed around me in anger when he's been really upset.
Yeah, I gotta get used to him cussing.
Yeah. But it was like, he said to me, it was the funniest was the day he got a Charlie horse in his back of his leg while he was sleeping. And he woke up and he's in pain. He's, Mom, it hurts. And I said, Robert, if you feel the need to cuss when you got a Charlie horse, you go right ahead. He goes, oh, thank fuck. Because there are times when there's no other words that would do it but thingy words, pain words. Do you know what I mean? But my other thing is that when it comes to, like, certain words, like Mike using the N-word, I'm used to him using it. But he's calmed down. He doesn't say as much as he used to. And normally it's when he's reciting words that have been on something we've watched and all this lot. But this is one thing, and he doesn't actually remember this. Him and his ex were over one day, and his ex said the N-word. And I said to her, wait, you can't be saying that. He popped up and said, she's entitled to say it because her son is part black.
I thought she said it because our son was part black.
No, you said it. And she agreed with you over it. Now, this is the thing. What are your thoughts in regards to that? I'm with a black guy. You are black, right?
I don't know.
Do you think if somebody is in an interracial relationship that the other person is allowed to say it?
Nope.
I have said it in front of you twice, both singing songs. I've felt so bad. The first time, if you remember, I apologized for an hour.
Right.
The second time, I cried because I felt so bad that I said it, and you're like, And the second time Mike was here, and I remember both of you guys, you're singing the lyrics to a song. It's not like you're saying it, you know what I mean, with the intent of, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I don't know. I think when it comes to like that, you know, you have to tread very carefully. And the same, I'm going back to what the original thing was. This person who's doing this walk from here to Washington, you know, drop some slurs that are deemed very inappropriate. Can it up with saying he has that right because he's got gay friends. He has that right because, you know, people have called him the N-word. So that gives him the right to call white people crackers. To me, that's not how it works.
No, it's not.
If you are wanting to set, you know, say we want these changes and everything, you've got to set the precedent for it. You've got to be the one who says, you're not going to call me those names, just as I'm not going to call a gay person the F word. I don't like that word. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like, I got a couple of gay friends, too. It's like,
but you ain't going to go up and call them any, like, slurs or anything.
No, it's inappropriate, and it's like, what's the point of me saying that?
And right.
That's not the
right. And my thoughts are, as I say, he really does need to lead by example. And his Facebook, from what I heard, I am not 100% sure on the authenticity of it, so I'm just going to put that out there, that he has actually had a ban from posting Facebook Live videos for a while because of people reporting what he's saying and stuff to Facebook. Now, I understand that emotions do get the better of you. We weren't there when he said these things. We were on Facebook. We saw some of the Facebook Live things. And there were some things that were said by him and the people who's walking with him that to me were totally inappropriate. And he'll have his day in regards to that. But I think if you're in at that position, you've got to be careful what you say. You really do. It's like I run my own nonprofit that deals with child and pregnancy loss. I have to be careful of the things I say because I don't want anything coming back and hurting my reputation and damaging what I do. You know what I mean? There are certain subjects that I will not address on Maddie's page. And I will not address them for many reasons. One, I have no business doing it. Two, I don't know the person's circumstances that led up to certain events. And three, it's none of my business. All I've ever said is that I believe in a woman's right to choose, but for me, I don't think I could do certain things.
Oh, you mean like with the...
Like abortions and such,
like.
But I've never been in a position where I was made pregnant by rape.
Right.
Where I was pregnant because a parental figure or family member sexually abused me.
Right.
I've not been in that position. So who the hell am I to say?
And it's sad that some people just don't get it. Like,
right. Now, I will say, it's not down. You two don't have the right to tell me what to do with my body.
Right.
Now, my thing is this. If, say, for example, I was pregnant by you or pregnant by Mike, and I was unsure as to what to do, I would certainly for sure sit down with you guys and say, look, this is what's going on. What do we do? It's your child, too. What do we do? You know what I mean? If I was in that mindset of, I don't know if I can keep this kid or not. But at the end of the day, it's not my business to tell any other woman what they're supposed to do with their bodies. I will say this. If women are getting pregnant and using abortion as birth control, then I have a real big issue with that. I have a serious, serious issue with women using abortion as birth control.
Right.
It's like, oh, if I get pregnant, I'll just get an abortion. Really? Why don't you tell him to wear a condom or go on the pill? And then you get that, I don't like how condoms feel. I don't like having to remember to take the pill. Well, go get the depot shot. It lasts 3 months. Go get the implants in your arm. They last 5 years. There's these little rods that they put under your skin in your arm that release hormones that can last 5 years. You know, have an IUD put in. I mean, there's so many different things that could be done. You know what I mean? Just stop using abortion as a birth control.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's what it was never meant for, but has turned into, and why so many people are so opposed to it.
Right. I can understand some people be opposed to it, but like I just mentioned, like some people, that may not be their option.
Right.
That probably would be like their only choice.
And as I say, you know, if somebody has been raped and they choose to have an abortion because they can't bear that thought, I feel so sorry that you were put in that situation, and do what is right for you.
Right, and half of the time it's like, how are they going to explain to the kid that their father
was a rapist?
Yeah.
Same with sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain to a child that perhaps your uncle is your father, or your grandfather's your father, or whatever the situation is? You know, it's not down for us to judge those people. It really isn't. We're not in their shoes.
Right.
God bless them. There are some women who can go through and have no qualms about it. And that's up to them. And God bless them for being able to. But I'm not going to stand in judgment on those who can't. You may have what if you've got a 13-year-old who's been raped or sexually abused and impregnated? Do you want that 13-year-old to have a child because of your abuse?
Right.
They should be allowed to make that choice.
Made that decision.
Yeah. That's why I say I believe I'm pro-choice for everybody, pro-life for me, but I've never been put in a bad situation when it comes to pregnancy.
Right, like, same for a situation like on the Medina's Big Happy Family, like, the boy thought that was his sister, ended up being
his mother, yeah.
Right.
And that's where there's a lot of things that go on in the world in regards to that, where you have grandparents raising kids as their own,
uh-huh,
because either the parents were too young, or the parent, and in that case, the child is then raised as the grandparents' own and believe the grandparents to be their mom and dad. They don't know any better. And as you said, from the Medea movie, the actual birth mother is brought up as his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got other situations where perhaps a parent is too young and doesn't have the financial means to raise those kids. So the kids are being raised by the grandparents, but they're raised in a way knowing that grandpa and grandpa are grandma and grandpa.
Right.
There's lots of different, you know, scenarios like, and I think that, you know, we've got to stop this whole looking down on people for their situations. And remember, there's an old phrase that says it takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
And instead of looking down on people who make decisions to have perhaps their sister help raise their kids, grandma to help raise the kids, or whatever, look at the fact that we're, you know, using the whole it takes a village to raise a child theory. But as I say, we cannot stand in judgment. We're not in those shoes. But anywho, let's hold on, I've got to open this up. Let's play a song, and then we'll come back with try find some, and then we'll be back.
If you really want more, scream it out loud. Is it on the floor? Bring up the fire and light it up. Just get up higher. Gonna put the fool in the game. Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming for more and more. Cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back.
If you really want more, scream it out loud.
for those of you who have been living in a shoebox, it's election season.
Yeah.
The Democrats have just wrapped up their convention and everything.
And then the Republicans are starting theirs.
Yeah. Well, isn't that joyful for them? Yippee, yippee, kaye, motherfuckers. Anywho. We obviously don't want Trump in office.
Right. Any other Republican but him. I personally
do not like Joe Biden either, but I do like who is vice president. What are your thoughts on the Democrats trying to get Milwaukee back for the convention in 2024?
I hope they do. From the mishap that happened this year, and I just hope they only had a certain amount of people like go.
Right.
But at least
I'll say that the Republicans were coming.
Yeah, but like I said, I was watching day one of the convention of it, and to Fox News, do not show the Democratic National Convention again. Because all it is just biased people. Just
of course.
Saying something. Put it on like ABC, CBS, NBC, or even maybe CNN.
And call it, you get around this bitch.
Somebody actually put this post up, and I actually kind of liked what they said. They went, we need to be voting for a president as if it's the boss. Singer. All of those who are running wear masks, their voices are disguised and everything, and then you vote for if you want the fox or the rabbit and all this lot, and then at the end of it, they unveil who it is who you voted for. And you know what, to be perfectly honest, I think that is, I'm not saying that's a good idea, but shouldn't that be how it's done? That you vote for who you believe is right for your family and how you want the country to run.
Right.
Not saying, well, I vote for the Republicans because I've always voted for the Republicans. I don't particularly like who they're going to have as leader, but I voted Republican, so I'll stay voting Republican.
Right.
And it says the same thing with Democrats. People say, I'm voting for the Democrats because I've always voted for Democrats. I don't, you know. To me, you've got to look deeper.
I got a question.
Yes.
For those people that run around and say I'm Republican or Democrat, how the fuck do you know which one you are?
A lot of them, it's because of what their parents were.
Yeah. But you just don't choose a side
now,
because of what?
Some originally some of it.
Like, I'm a Democrat. How the hell do you know?
Some of it originally was based on social and economic detailing. Like, you expected those. You actually had some people who were, had a lot of income and everything, which should go for the Republican Party because that was considered the more elite and the such. Like, yeah. And then there's a lot of people who will vote for the Republican Party because they're more pro-white than they are, you know. And that's how a lot of people run. That's why the Republican Party has got a reputation as being run by a lot of white socialists and white power and everything. And, you know, there's so many things like that as to why people are considered Democrat, why people are considered Republican. But, you know, I honestly think that there comes a point where you've got to stop following people blindly and make up your own mind. Now, I've got a couple of people who I know who voted for Trump because he's an amazing person and all this stuff. They liked how he was as a businessman and how he always felt fat. Right, and a lot of his businesses have failed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can expect a business of, like, somebody in his position where you have a section of your business possibly fail because perhaps you built in the wrong area. And like Gordon Ramsay pointed out that on one of his shows, one of his restaurants failed miserably because he thought he was the king of the world and could open up wherever he wanted to, and it would automatically work because of who he was. And he was wrong.
Oh, wow. I wonder which one of them that were.
I'll have to look it up later. But he mentioned it on Hell's Kitchen. And he said, you've got to...
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know how many times I failed before I got to where I am
Yeah.
now?
And even he said that he failed in the position he's in now. Where he's got the money, he's got the power, he's got the accolades, he's got the knowledge, and he failed because he was too full of himself. Now, and that's to me how Trump's running this country. He's too full of himself. He thinks that he can do no wrong. He doesn't believe that anything that he says is wrong and can't admit when he is wrong.
Right.
To me, if he came out with, like, in regards to Corona, he went on saying it's a fake thing, it's not going to bother us, it's a Democrat's fault, it's the media's fault. If he had come out after all of that and said, you know what, I screwed up, I was wrong.
Right.
Let's see what we can do to solve this. People would be like, fair dues, you admitted you were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't ever do that. You know? And that, to me, is part of the problem. You've got to, when you're in that position, you've got to be able to understand that not everything you say is going to be right. You're going to make mistakes.
Right, because my thing is, it's like, he won the election. Okay, let's see what he can do.
Right.
And, exactly.
But right from the get-go, he screwed up. You know, literally from, you know, minute after minute, it was a screw-up. And when somebody disagreed with him in his cabinet, he fired him.
Yeah.
Now this is the bit. One of his top advisors who is no longer working for him is under indictment when it comes to the wall, because this person who was something to do with Colorado, and I don't know if he was a representative or a senator or something, but was getting money from different businesses in Colorado saying this money is going to help build the wall, this money is going to help build the wall. The money's got embezzled, it's disappeared.
Wow.
He was indicted for that. And that's part of the problem. You know, Trump was going on about, we're going to build a wall, we're going to build a wall, we're going to make Mexico pay for it. The president of Mexico came out and did his own thing. And basically, a reporter said, and I laughed myself stupid, said, if Trump gets in office and he builds this wall and expects you to pay for it, what are you going to do? And this guy came straight out of left field, obviously forgot any home training, and said, I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself. And I laughed. I laughed myself stupid over it because, you know, it's like, you know, you can't do that. The other thing that tells me what type of president Trump is, we all remember the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico, right?
Right.
And he never went to Puerto Rico. He never did anything to help him. He never sent money out that way or anything. He tried to have, he was also wanted the U.S. to own Greenland, okay?
Oh.
Greenland is a country. He wanted to swap Greenland for Puerto Rico because Greenland has more white people.
Oh, my God.
What does that tell you in regards to that man about how he is towards people of color? Then he's got, sorry to interrupt you again, then you remember recently there was those protests and that white man and woman came out of their mansion with guns?
Yeah.
Those two are going to be at the Republican convention as guests of President Trump.
And some people don't see that.
No, they don't see that. Now, I agree, if you are legally able to own a firearm and you choose to own a firearm, you should be allowed to own a firearm, okay? I have no problem with that. I personally don't like them. I would not have one in my house.
If they use it properly.
That's what I'm saying. If you use it properly. I didn't say if you don't use it properly.
I know. I'm just saying
if you can legally own a gun and you know how to use it and you want a gun, you should be able to have one. But when you stand out on your porch of your home waving your fucking gun around because protests are walking past your house, get the fuck out of here. Seriously. And then you're going to be invited. They were charged with hate crime because of what they did. And this tells you the fucked up system we live in. A 10-year-old boy was out playing with a fake gun with his family and got killed. Got shot by a cop because the cop said he was holding a gun. Yeah, the cop saw these two white people with automatic weapons and didn't do anything until the media got on it and then arrested them 2 days later.
That's bad.
That's where the problem is, and Trump makes that legitimately okay. That's the problem. He makes it legitimately okay to do.
It just sucks that it's, you know, I know I'm saying this over and over again, but it's just like his supporters don't see that, but like they make it seem like he hasn't done anything wrong or
right.
Something like that. But
that motherfucker has done something wrong from the time he took the oath to be president.
Yeah.
From the time he Donald Trump, that's where he fucked up. That's where he started doing wrong. And he ain't did a damn thing in office that he's been in for the past 4 years that has helped any fucking body.
Yeah.
My thing is this. They need to set, like, some rules or something for, like, people out of nowhere that ain't even been in politics to suddenly, oh, they qualified to be president.
To me, you need to have been running in a political sense, whether it, you know, in your state for at least 5 years before you are able to run for president.
Right.
Because you should be able to know how the government runs at a state level before jumping into a presidency.
Exactly. It just sucks that you got this barrier. It's like, with Kanye West's situation, like, what has he done? What commercials have he made? Or what are you going to say to people that what he's going to do for the United States?
Exactly. Well, on that note, it's coming up to 10:30. We actually have a very busy day ahead.
There was one more thing I wanted to mention.
Oh, Lord, what?
All right. With the Bucks picking the 24th pick, I guess, like, chatsports.com, they're saying that they should get Jaden McDaniels, who's a small forward, 6'9", 200 pounds. I guess his stats is like 12.4 points per game, 5.9 rebounds per game, 2.1 assists per game. And back in my mind, I'm thinking, like, who should they get in the draft? Like, that would be one way. But if I had a decision to make, I would say they should get, like, a shooting guard that can shoot. Get some shooters in there. But that's just my opinion on that.
Okay, so we'll cover more of this next week when we see how things go. There's going to be more predictions coming out as to who the Bucks are probably going to choose and the such. Like, we'll have the updates of the weekend's wrestling. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be shows this upcoming week. If you want to come out and meet us tomorrow, we will be at Oak Creek Farmers Market from 9 until 1 p.m. selling face masks, $3 each, 2 for $5. All money benefiting Matters Memory. You can find us, Matters Memory, WFSO, and WFSO Radio Network on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube. What's the other one? Twitch?
Twitch.
Twitch is what we get beat with. Okay. Twitch. And we will catch you all later on. We're going to play you out with this song.
Right, but I promise there were no feelings involved. No. gotta believe me when I say it only happened once.
Just for show, yeah.
She said,